Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina here. Now, yesterday we were talking on the show about age gaps with your children and what are the best age gaps to have. And I got in this voice note.
Hi, Trina. I heard 3 under 2 years and 11 months. So now the eldest is married and my other two are all grown up and moved away from home. So cherish those moments you have with them. They go by way too quick and emptiness syndrome is horrendous. Great show. Thanks a lot.
Oh, and the lady who sent in that voice note is on the phone. Hi, Colette, how are you?
Hi, Trina, how are things?
Oh, your little voice note broke my heart. Empty nest syndrome.
Yeah, oh my God. I'd heard of it, you know, and it's one of the people talk about it. But oh my God, I'll never forget it. I just couldn't get used to the quietness. And because I was working full-time while I had 3 of my always worked full-time.
Yeah.
So my house is always manic in the evenings.
Yeah,
and
too much and stress
then,
almost.
And like, I mean, come home then and cook dinner for like 5 people and then you're there looking at himself going, although I was just going to take away because he just couldn't be bothered. It was just terrible. It was I was really, really down in the dumps for, oh, geez, I said nearly 2 years. It was terrible. I said, yeah. I snapped myself out of this carry-on. It's ridiculous, like.
And Colette, did they all kind of leave at the one time? How old were they?
Yeah, they were great kids to spread their wings. My eldest left when he was 18.
Mm.
He went to college for a year and he's working in a Montessori school in Cork City and he never again came home. He's now married.
Mm.
The second guy went straight to college and like that, never came back. And my daughter moved into her first rental when she was 19 years of age. So they were really independent kids, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's great season getting on and everything, but I was there going, oh my God, they don't need me anymore.
Oh, Colette, of course they need you. Everyone always needs their mammy.
They do, like, and of course, yeah. The mammy's always very handy.
It's funny you say that, Colette, because Andrea Corr was on the show not too long ago and she was talking about, you know, when the Corrs became really famous at the height of their career. And they were all, their mom and dad went to the airport to wave them off. And that was the entire family at once, the 4 siblings all leaving home at the one time. And she says she always remembers seeing, you know, the footage on the news of her mom and dad waving them at the gate at Dublin Airport and the sadness in their eyes. Oh, it broke my heart as well.
It is cruel. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm like, you rear them to go and move out and be independent.
Mm.
Oh my God, it's such a it really hits you in the gut. Like, I really had a hole in my stomach for, geez, definitely 12 months or more. And just the feeling of loss was terrible.
Yeah.
I know it sounds very, very, you know, fierce exaggeration and all that. But seriously, honest to God, like, I just, because, like, I got married at 22. By the time I was 26, I had my 3 kids done and dusted.
It's all you know.
And that's all I know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I know it's very old-fashioned, but all I ever wanted was to have kids. When I wasn't married, in fact, I always wanted to be a mum. I did that. Like, my own mum had 4 of us, but she had 3 of us, which within 2 years and 3 months, she had 3 kids. So we've always grown up very tight-knit and close. We killed each other, but we were very close. And today we always still have each other's backs. Like, and I suppose I grew up with that kind of thing. And I'm really extremely proud of my mum. I'm now her carer because, unfortunately, she had a stroke a year and a half ago. So I've had to work on her carer. Oh, no, no. Look, that's life. But it's good. Luckily, my kids are all grown up and moved on. I could afford to, you know, take care of her.
Mm.
But, like, at the same time, I don't know, I suppose you've always been, I was a healthcare assistant with the HSE, so I've always kind of been in a caring role my whole life kind of a thing.
I know.
And it just felt, oh, do you know,
I'm glad you brought this up, Colette, in your message there, in your voice note, and we weren't even talking about that the other day, but because I'd say there are so many people listening right now who feel the exact same. They have that empty nest syndrome.
I know some of the girls that walk were the same.
Yeah. So like, what did you do? Like, what kind of got you out of that, or are you out of that now?
I'm still not. But the only good thing, I suppose, is that, like, my brothers have younger kids. One has a 9-year-old and the other has a 6 and a 4-year-old. And they're like my grandkids in one way. You know, I'm always there helping. They'll come, they'll visit, and it's Auntie Lick this, because I can't say Colette, and it's Auntie Lick that. And one of them has started calling me Colette. My heart is broken over that, because I love being called Lick.
Because you want to be the baby voice, you know.
I do. I wanted to call me Lick forever. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Like, I love the fact they call me Lick, you know. But, so, like, that keeps me going.
It kind of fills the void. I wonder, did your husband feel the same, or was it just you?
Nah.
He was like, get out.
Get out. Knock the door. Don't come back. No, do you know what, actually? He had a much better relationship when they got into their teens.
Mm.
He was like an all fingers and thumbs when they were babies and things like that. And then again, a lot of that was my fault because I was there. No, you're going to drop them.
I know, let me do it. Let me do it.
Yeah. We put the net there. It's going to leak up to do the whole bloody thing over again. And it was my own fault. I said, no, no, no. And you know what? It was really when they got into their teens that they really had a very good relationship, like, and he did miss that, all right, like, but I mean, he loves peace and quiet. I thrive in madness, like.
Well, I'm going to ask if anybody is going through this or has gone through this and has some advice to send us in a text or a voice note 087-188-0008. It is a real thing, empty nest syndrome, and I'm so glad, Colette, that you text us in during the week
because we talk about
you know, the baby stage, we talk about when they're in school, you know, you get to the point where they're leaving the house and it's a totally different life for you.
Yes, and I see, like, I always remember years ago I had a lovely, lovely patient and she said to me, Colette, the day you die you're a man. And it was only when they left home I realised what she really meant by it, because I was actually, God, you're always a man. But it was only when they were gone, it was going, oh my God, you never stop thinking about them.
Oh.
You know,
well,
you
look,
really do. And it's lovely, I suppose, like, you know, I suppose it means you did your job right. I
absolutely
don't know.
And what a great job you did, Colette.
Oh God, well look, they were the best kids, never hand in heart an ounce of trouble, and they're there if I do the phone if I ever need them, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Well look, you take care of yourself, Colette.
You
have
too,
a
love.
Brilliant day.
Bye bye.
What a lovely woman. Let us know if you're going through the same. 087-188-0008. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.